T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Other than retiring from your current profession, could you see yourself leaving Notre Dame of your own volition?
No. No. I mean, look, I think Mike Tomlin had the best line, right? You know, unless that fairy godmother comes by with that, you know, $250 million check, my wife would want to take a look at it first. I'd have to run it by her.
Probably should just said no, cause he gone now. He going to Baton Rouge for reportedly 10 years and $95 million with incentives. And now it looks like LSU is also trying to pry away a bunch of assistants from Notre Dame. I need someone to help me out with this. Matt Fortuna is great. He works over at The Athletic. You can check him out on Stadium Network as well. He's got the Shamrock Podcast, and he was nice enough to pick up the phone and talk with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino, go and get yourself a trip to Las Vegas and hang out in their sports book. You will not regret it one bit. Matt, what has the last 72 hours of covering college football been like?
Yeah, it's been that long. I know it's been one kind of loop for me. I wasn't sure what the number was on it. Well, first of all, thanks for having me, Lauren. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you and your listeners, and especially at a time like this where, no one knows anything, right? It's just been absolute chaos. I mean, when I saw the news Sunday that USC was going to hire Lincoln Riley, my jaw dropped. I mean, that was just, at least in my lifetime, I cannot remember a sitting head coach at a blue blood leaving kind of in the dark for another blue blood the way that happened. I know Jimbo Fisher left Florida State for Texas A&M a few years ago, but that one was pretty much an open secret. Jimbo had been openly flirting with a number of jobs for a number of times. This one completely blindsided everyone. And quite frankly, it was completely outdone less than 24 hours later. Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU. This absolutely shocked me. I knew that LSU was interested. I knew plenty of people were interested in Brian Kelly. But talking to folks around Notre Dame in the day or so since that news broke, I mean, to say everyone is stunned would be an understatement. I mean, it just, no one saw this coming. I'm sure blame will be passed around. And I'm not saying anyone's wrong in their finger pointing, but this was absolutely a surprise that no one saw coming. And look, you introduced me by playing that clip that Brian Kelly, you know, I think a week ago today or 8 days ago today, had said when he denied interest in other jobs. It's funny, he brought out the $250 million figure in that quote. And that was my initial like gut reaction when I heard he was leaving was, well, maybe he wasn't lying. Like LSU is known to break the bank for coaches. Maybe he actually is getting that much money, the same way Lincoln Riley didn't lie when he said, I'm not going to LSU, which he didn't. He went to USC. The reporters just asked him the wrong question, apparently. I thought maybe there was a chance he was telling the truth. Not to sneeze at a nine-figure deal, but $100 million is a hell of a lot less than $250 million. Like, he did not leave solely for the money.
I've been trying to figure out, because Notre Dame forever has been a destination job. And I get that he's been there for 12, 13 years or so. What does LSU have that Notre Dame doesn't or can't get?
A fair question. And Jack Swarbrick, the Notre Dame athletic director, had a press conference earlier today, and he said there were other things that were attracting Brian to LSU. He wasn't exactly clear on what those things were, and he said he didn't feel like Notre Dame was lacking in anything that would make it attractive to whomever they want to be their next head coach. But it was surprising. It's like you said, I mean, this, I don't want to say it's easy. I don't want to say it's on autopilot. A lot of this was Brian Kelly's doing. It's easy to forget just what a dark place this football program was in 12 years ago, you know, almost this week now, when Brian Kelly was hired from Cincinnati to take over at Notre Dame. But it was in really bad shape. I mean, remember, the questions were, can they ever be good again? Right. It wasn't like Nebraska bad right now, but it was close to that. And within 3 years, he had them playing Alabama on the game's biggest stage, and he's had them in multiple playoffs since. And they're now in the middle of the winningest 5-year stretch in program history. They have won 10 or more games in 5 straight years, which has never happened before at Notre Dame. He is the winningest coach in the history of Notre Dame, which happened this year with his win at Wisconsin, against Wisconsin in Chicago, back in the fourth week of the season. Everything, I mean, every comment Brian Kelly ever gave about this place was, we're in total alignment from the top down. You can't put a price on that. Not everywhere is like that. I know how good I got it here, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm paraphrasing to some extent there, but they all indicated that, you know, this place really knew what it was about, knew what it was doing, and had a great short and long-term plan for the future. And the other part that we haven't even gotten to yet, which is just, I still can't wrap my head around. 5 days from now, Notre Dame can wake up as one of 4 teams in the college football playoff, one of 4 teams with a shot at the national championship. I mean, the idea of an interim coach or a new hire taking over next week, and who knows, maybe winning the national title. I mean, again, is it likely? No, but there are 6 teams right now that can literally dream that, and it won't be a farce. And Notre Dame's one of them right now. The idea of them maybe winning a national championship this year and Brian Kelly not being there to see through everything he's built toward and for over the last 12 years is comical. It just, like, mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, I was struggling with that too. Like, earlier today, I was saying, like, there's still a chance to win a national championship in Notre Dame. And maybe we're victims of being too close to it, but to me, I get the money was on the table right now, and I'm not begrudging him for taking the money. It just seems like that's one of the places where, if you wanted to win a national championship and be legendary, even with the legendary history of Notre Dame, considering where the program has been over the last 20 years, damn it, you got a shot. Like, and it's not even that weird of a scenario. Like, Cincinnati loses, Notre Dame finds themselves in a really great position. So it is weird. So how are they going to approach this? Because as we speak, it seems as if the coaching staff at Notre Dame is kind of being plucked away to maybe go to Baton Rouge with Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, that's usually how these things work. And the timing, I mean, the timing's never good, right? But, like, the fact that this isn't, you know, we saw a lot of in-season firings and hirings this year, right? All of them were for mid-tier or poor programs. Like, as bad as you felt for the players on those rosters who had the administrations and coaches basically punt on their seasons for them, this season could end with a trophy. Even if they don't make the playoff, they're going to a really good bowl game. They have a chance to go 12-1, which is nothing to sneeze at wherever you are. I mean, I spoke to someone close with Brian Kelly last night who said, you know, this is a direct quote, in the end, I personally felt like his legacy in Notre Dame was going to be too important for him to do this, but it is what it is. This is the life we choose, end quote. And I think there's that echoes a lot of sentiments that are swirling around the air in South Bend right now. I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Notre Dame is in the college football playoffs. Cincinnati needs to lose. Michigan and or Oklahoma State need to lose. And then they're basically in the discussion with Alabama, depending on what happens with the Alabama-Georgia game. I mean, and again, this isn't a year. I mean, we're talking about a playoff field here where, you know, Cincinnati, maybe Oklahoma State, Michigan. This isn't Alabama and Clemson with Tua and Trevor, where it's like, all right, let's go. We're going to be 21-point underdogs, get our butts kicked, and just say have a nice season. But outside of Georgia, every team is beatable this year. And maybe Georgia's beatable. I don't know. Like, as good as they've looked, they haven't really been challenged yet, so I'm not comfortable saying they're untouchable. But, like, this is it, guys. Like, Frank Kelly, you spent 12 years fighting for everything, coaching up everything, recruiting everything. This is like what you did it for. And now you're going to LSU, where I no doubt it's easier to win, but you're not going there for the money. I mean, it's not, he was very well compensated Notre Dame. He's not, again, I genuinely thought when I heard he was leaving that maybe there was some truth to that $250 million statement he made, because LSU is crazy enough to do it. And at the end of the day, no disrespect to Mel Tucker, but Brian Kelly's raise now puts him on the same bar as Mel Tucker, who just completed the first winning season he's ever had as a head coach.
The crazy thing to me, and Texas said what you said, like it's easier to win a championship at LSU. And my retort to that is, okay, but Bama, Georgia, Texas A&M, and the amount of time that you're going to get it right is not long. Ed Orgeron is gone for a litany of reasons, but the most important reason that Ed Orgeron is gone from Baton Rouge is because he stopped winning, and he won a national championship 2 years ago. So to me, it's a really interesting play by Brian Kelly when he clearly had command of what it was that he was doing in South Bend and seemed to have the support of the university and the administration. It's quite the gambit to make that move to what is about to become maybe the most daunting conference in the history of college football.
Absolutely. And, you know, that echoes a sentiment that I think a lot of people have said over the last 24 hours or so, which is like, they're less shocked that he left than the fact that he left for LSU. And we say that because, look, there was a lot of smoke around USC. I don't know how real or not it was, but it got to the point where, as you played at the start of the segment, he had to publicly deny that he was going there. Putting the rivalry between USC and Notre Dame aside, I can picture Brian Kelly on the USC sideline a lot easier than I can picture him on the LSU sideline. I mean, that state is bananas about football. Not that it's the only state that's bananas about football, but as far as the entire state getting behind one program and so much interference and so many people you need to please and kind of measure. And don't get me wrong, I think no one is more equipped to do that than Brian Kelly. I'm just surprised that at the age of 60, after 12 years at Notre Dame, he wants to take on this challenge. And, you know, the other part that's interesting, and you alluded to this a little bit, Lawrence, you know, for much of the season, the two big openings were USC and LSU, and they hovered over everything, right? And, you know, you could ask anyone in the country which job do you think is better, and depending on that individual's personal perspective, they would say one or the other. And my retort was always, you know, the last three coaches at LSU won national championships. Like, it's got to be LSU, right? And, you know, some coaches who valued stability said to me, yeah, and the last two also got fired not long after. So I'll take whatever I'm getting from my place right now and the comforts of knowing I don't need to look over my shoulder every single day, no matter what I do. So I have no doubt Brian Kelly can go to LSU and win big. As far as cultural fit, it's one that really stretches the imagination. But again, the guy has won everywhere he's been. He's made tremendous hires everywhere he's been. And, you know, in this case, he's going to have to go outside the family tree, right? I mean, you need guys who know how to get players in that part of the country. You need absolute bulldog recruiters. And he really, at least personally, he has not embraced that at all at Notre Dame, which again is why I'm surprised he left. I mean, he's recruited fine. Notre Dame's recruited fine. It's a damn good program. They have a chance to be in the playoff for the third time in 4 years, but we've all seen what happens when they face the Alabamas and Georgias of the world, right? Their players just aren't good enough to beat the other team's players. You need to get those players in LSU, and you need to roll your sleeves up and go head-to-head with Nick Saban, Jimbo Fisher, Kirby Smart, Billy Napier now, Florida, you name it. And that's something that Brian Kelly, frankly, has not had to do at any step of his coaching career to that extent, because he's always been at places where he can simply out-scheme people, and there's no out-scheming the other teams in the SEC West.
Who do you think takes over in the interim basis, and who would you like to see Notre Dame target long-term?
You know, the timing of this one really makes it tricky, Lawrence. There's a lot of push internally from some very influential people at Notre Dame to simply promote Marcus Freeman, the defense coordinator, to the full-time head coaching job. Now, if that were to happen, it would have to happen tomorrow, because LSU is making a very hard push for him right now to join Brian Kelly as his defensive coordinator. So it's an interesting question if you're Notre Dame, because by all accounts, they were not the most, aggressive or time-sensitive program when it came to the situation with Brian Kelly. Otherwise, I think Brian Kelly would probably still be at Notre Dame. So Notre Dame has to make that decision, at least if it's going to be Freeman, really, really quick. And 9 times out of 10, I would say, don't panic. You're a blue blood. You can hire whoever you want. Don't hire a guy just to save a recruiting class, because what's going to happen when those recruits are gone? Don't hire a guy just because the players want him, because those players are going to be gone soon. And this is about much more than just next year. But we're, again, Lawrence, we're talking about a team that could maybe win a national championship a month from now. So there's the element of don't fix what isn't broken. And this program is not broken. I mean, Brian Kelly did such a good job building it that, and next year's roster in particular is shaping up to be so damn good that, you know, whoever comes in can win and win big immediately. But again, there's the question of, we're Notre Dame. What should we do that's in the long-term best interest of our program? And, you know, the guy that everyone thinks would fit there perfectly, and who I think would as well, is Freeman's old boss, Luke Fickell at Cincinnati. But again, Luke Fickell's having a generational season at Cincinnati. They're probably going to be in the playoff, which is unheard of for a Group of Five program. I just don't see Luke Fickell leaving before Cincinnati season is officially over, and that might not happen for more than a month from now. And if you're Notre Dame, I don't know how you go a full month without your guy. And if you're Luke Fickell, I don't know how you, he's all about, you know, what's next, what's now. I don't know how you do that with a team that's in a national championship chase while also saying, hey, yeah, Notre Dame, hang tight, I'll be there in a month. That's just a really tricky one to navigate. And the other guy is Matt Campbell from Iowa State. Now, Oklahoma's open right now. I would imagine he's in play there as well. But, I mean, those are the three names where I'd be surprised if it's not one of those three guys. Not to say that there aren't other qualified candidates, and not to say that there aren't coaches around the country blowing up Jack Swarbrick's phone right now to get an interview. But those are the three where I'd be really surprised if it's not one of those three.
Check out Matt's work at The Athletic. Check out the Shamrock podcast as well. Sir, thanks for the time. I really appreciate it. Let's talk again once we get some resolution on this.
I'm holding my breath. Thanks, Lawrence.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.